Thank you very much for coming today. And I'll see you again tomorrow, I'll be here at 12 o'clock. Thank you very much.
Let's hear it for Jamie Bronstein. And your, what's your name? And the accompanist, Braha Schlein. Some quick announcements. This is Traditions, the South Florida Folklife Festival, first annual, continuing on in just one moment, and also tomorrow, all day long. The museum, which is here every day, is having reduced admission, so if this is your first time out to Cultural Plaza, now's the time to take advantage of the Historic Museum. It's only $1 to...
You know, we've appreciated all this fine music and craftspeople, but if it wasn't for the audience, we couldn't put it on, so give yourselves a hand. Okay, the next artist, James Kelly, he's from Dublin, but he's lived in the Miami area since 1978. His wife is from Miami, and so that's probably why he chose to live here, and we're very lucky to have him here. But he has toured all over this country, as well as in Ireland and in Europe. And he's also, we just found out, going to have an accompanist who's also from Ireland named Mick Maloney. But James Kelly's fiddle music is the root of all the kind of fiddle music that we hear in America. Bluegrass, old time, string band music. It's all coming out of these older Irish and European fiddle traditions. So we're going to hear the real source music here. James was lucky enough to learn from his father, who is a great musician in Ireland. He was important to keeping traditional Irish music alive in the 40s and 50s in Dublin, and he helped form the group The Chieftains. You've probably heard of The Chieftains. So James was fortunate to have a very talented father, and he learned many tunes from him. The music he's going to play for you is traditional dance music, jigs, reels, and hornpipes. The thing to notice in his style is all the ornamentation in his left hand. Very beautiful ornamentation, and his bowing also. This is what makes the music different from what we're used to hearing on hee-haw. So they're tuning up and getting together. James Kelly's made a number of recordings. He was with a famous Irish group called Planxty, which I'm sure Michael Stock has played on his folk radio show. And he's also done records with other Irish musicians, including with his brother. His whole family is musical. I think he has two brothers that play fiddle and also a sister. And his mother plays concertina, which is the accordion. So talk about a family tradition. He's really got it. They'll work out their numbers. Okay, we have the Jamaican storytelling going on back at the workshop, in case you want to hear more of that. She was on the main stage earlier today. And again, we're going to have this all again tomorrow. So if you want to take a trip around the world and stay right here in Miami, come back again tomorrow. Let's see what all we've had. We started out with mariachi music and Mexican dancing. Oh, Lord, what else? Well, you name it. All right, let's give a hand to James Kelly on the fiddle and Mick Maloney on the guitar.
Hello. Right, thank you very much, everybody, and it's very nice to be here for you today. It's a bit cold, and took me about three quarters of an hour to find this beautiful setting. I was driving around for a long time, but anyhow, we got here. I'd like to give a personal welcome to my good friend here, Mick Maloney. Mick lives in Philadelphia, and in fact, I think this is the first time we've ever... We never played together before up on a stage, so this is a world premiere for y'all in Miami. But we're delighted to have Mick here. Mick is a professional musician, and he plays, and he's a very fine singer. I might even get him to sing you a song in a couple of minutes. And I'm delighted to be here with him. So we're going to play two reels for you. And reels seem to be fairly common in Ireland these days. A lot of musicians play them, and they're nice, very lively dance tunes, if anybody feels like dancing. And these are two very old tunes, which were recorded many, many years back by some of the emigrant musicians who come over to the United States at the beginning of this century. The person I'm thinking of is a man called Michael Coleman. And these two reels are called Lucy Campbell, and the second one is called Jenny's Chickens. We don't even know whether we're in tune or not, so please give us a second there. Thank you. He never thought he'd be blowing his hands here now in Miami, did he?
I'm freezing.
It's worse than being in County Clare now in the middle of December, I tell you.
Does anybody have a hot water bottle?
Or something in it that might have the same effect as hot water. That's what he's really trying to say.
It's very cold. It's very hard to play. Cold fingers. Right, well, I was doing a workshop over there in the corner from about 3 o'clock on, I think. And one of the pieces of music I played was a tune called O'Carolan's Concerto. And for the people who mightn't know who O'Carolan was, he was a man who was born in the year 1670 in a county called County Meath, which is in the province of Leinster in the eastern part of Ireland. And he spent most of his lifetime playing music and travelling around Ireland. And in most cases, he mixed with the aristocracy and he would compose tunes in honour of his patrons. And of course, he composed, I think, over 200 pieces of music, which make up, I think, the bulk of the old harp music that's available today. And also, a lot of his music had words. He also wrote poetry and he wrote stories also. So I'd like to play one of his compositions, which is a very, very nice piece of music called O'Carolan's Concerto. I'd like to play that for you now. By the way, he must have liked that last tune.
Tell
tell you what, James asked me to sing a song. This wasn't part of the plan at all. I was just going to sit here and kind of laze in the afternoon sunshine. But he's going to play the fiddle. He doesn't know it. Hey, come on, come back here. You're going to play the fiddle in this one. You know this song, yeah. This is a song. I was thinking of a song here in the last 3 minutes that would have an Irish-Spanish, Hispanic connection. And there's not too many of them, but this one does. And it's from the County Cork. And it's about a fellow who went off to fight in the Peninsular War. And as it says in the song, he went to fight the dirty king of Spain. I mean, that's what he called him. It wasn't my choice of words, but we try to forget about the dirty part and just say the king of Spain. And as I said, this is one of the very few songs with an Irish-Hispanic connection. There is, of course, a great Irish-Hispanic connection. A lot of the Irish went off to fight in Spain and for Spain against the English and ended up in Texas and Arizona and all sorts of places, and their descendants too. But that's a long story. We won't get into that now, will we, James? We won't. And we'll try to play before the hands freeze up entirely. The Bantry Girls Lament.
Oh, who will plough the fields now, and who will sell the corn, and who will watch the sheep now and keep them neatly shorn? And the stack that's in the haggard, unthrashed it may remain, since Johnny's gone thrashing the dirty king of Spain. Oh, the girls from the Bono in sorrow may retire, and the piper and his bellows may go home and blow the fire. For Johnny, lovely Johnny, is sailing o'er the main, along with other patriots, fight the king of Spain. Oh, the lads will sorely miss him when money more comes round, and they'll grieve that their brave captain is nowhere to be found. And the peelers must stand idle against their rule and grain, since the valiant boy who gave them work now peels the king of Spain. Oh, at wakes and hurling matches, your likes we'll never see, till you come home again to us as Stoneen Oak McLean. And won't you trouble the Buckings that showed us great disdain? Oh, because our eyes are not as bright as those you'll meet in Spain. Oh, and if cruel fate should not permit our Johnny to return, oh, his dreadful loss we Bantry girls will never cease to mourn. We resign ourselves to our sad lot and die in grief and pain. Oh, since Johnny's died for freedom's sake in the sunny land of Spain.
Thanks very much, Mick. We're going to play some jigs next. We haven't played any jigs at all yet. And forgot to mention also, I don't know whether Peter and Michael mentioned the counties are from. Mick here is from County Limerick. It's a county on the on the beautiful River Shannon.
Oh, yeah, great place for the pastures and for the sheep and the cows and the pigs and everything. That's what it's good for. And good musicians too, no?
That's right. Not one there, yeah. Shannon is full of fish.
That's right.
And the full
jumping
of the
salmon that leap over waterfalls just to keep themselves occupied.
And I come from Dublin, a city on the east coast. It's the capital city of Ireland. That's where all the rich people in Ireland come from, Dublin.
And the birds wake up coughing in the morning. That's the only polluted part of Ireland.
Thank you.
tin. Big tin.
Yeah.
That's desperate. It's desperate, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Which is big.
Squish on.
I feel like,
man. Planes apart. I need some heat from
Cork.
Mayo.
Okay.
Any tunes?
Pretty Girls of Mayo?
Yeah.
Limerick Glasses?
Yeah.
Don't play that radio.
I might try it. Right, well, we're just trying to figure out